but still, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Hug and lowdown.
And Sybil Wilk.
Happy Friday, hug.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, hug?
Thank God it's Friday. We have two more days left in May and June. Can't come too soon.
Yeah.
Tell us, Sybil Jay, is it me or has it been the longest, shortest work week ever? And shiggity, it feels like we worked on Memorial Day. For real, Sybil, I don't even remember Monday. It's like I was air humping in my sleep. Tell Sybil Jay, I'm through gambling. I lost $50 betting on that damn spelling bee. Did you guys know that the spelling bee ended in a tie for the first time in more than 50 years? Who knew? A tie? I just knew the little 13-year-old boy from Fort Worth, whose name I can't pronounce or spell, was going to win that thing, Sybil. See, Sybil, I don't know if you know this or not, but brothers in the barbershop bet on anything. I bet pay-per-view was going to pick up the Mayweather fight. The next one, you know, the one we all been waiting for. Mayweather and T.I. fighting at a Fatburger near you. Matter of fact, Money Mayweather and T.I. are contenders number one and two for that Fatburger fiasco. Now, we get it. You guys are getting too much money to be beefing. We get it. Y'all are two little dudes with shiggity to prove. But what happens to money over height?
Okay.
Contender number three, Tiny. Now, Tiny's my girl, but she got these tiny little Nickelodeons making it rain chairs at Fatburger. Now, we know Tiny didn't do anything but hang out in Vegas with her girls and take a picture or two, but nothing R. Kelly, a short husband, off than seeing his wife in a picture with another short man with more rubber bands. Contender number four, Sybil Wilks.
What?
Oh, yeah, for getting all hot and bothered like a bag of kettle corn yesterday when Usher was on talking about showing his butt in the movies and whatnot.
Tell the truth, yeah.
Sybil, you really like that song, Good Kisser, don't you?
I really do.
I wonder if you're still going to like it when R. Kelly remixed it. The devil is alive. Contender number five, Rob Kardashian, a.k.a. the overweight brother in the house. Kim Kardashian's baby fat brother bounced on one of the most special days of his sister's life, her third wedding, and no one knows why. Some says it was his weight, others says it was his weight. Wait for it! Man, I couldn't live with myself if I missed my sister's beautiful wedding at the courthouse. Sybil, she sent me a beautiful text yesterday. I teared up a little. She said, why in the hell I let her get married?
Oh.
That's beautiful.
Is it?
She said she should have robbed Kardashian at her own damn wedding. Contender number six, 50 Cent for throwing out the worst pitch ever at the Mets Pirates game. I mean, Bob Dole with Debo's eyes could have thrown a better pitch. Stevie Wonder with John McCain's arms. The launch could have kicked a better pitch. 50 missing place and graduations. If he drives like he pitches, no wonder he misses his son's ceremony. He didn't even get a time there for pomp and circumstance, Sybil. Lance Stevenson, you are the Bama of the week.
Oh.
I know y'all know about the Indiana player. You know. He was blowing in Bron ear. He's more famous for blowing in his ear than his basketball skills. Y'all see him against the Heat?
Yep.
He was molly flopping, all in the Heat huddle, blowing in LeBron's ear. The self-proclaimed nickname, Born Ready Now, his new nickname is Lance Shenanigans, or Blow Marion, or the Seahorse Whisperer, or the Bebe of Basketball, or Blodacy, or the Blow Ohio Player, or Bobby Blue Bland, or a.k.a. Blue Edition, or a.k.a. Scope on a Rope, or a.k.a. Dookie Fiasco.